I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and happy Casual Friday, and welcome to our behind-the-scenes minis. I'm Holly Fry.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
Tracy, the first thing we talked about this week was the Anglo-Zanzibar War. Here is a true confession. I did not realize prior to working on this how much overlap there was between Arabic and Zanzibari and, in fact, African culture further south than I would have thought.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I didn't realize that. I mean, there are still think pieces being written today about how Zanzibar's culture continues to be infused, you know, with the cultural kind of migration that happened with the Omani occupation. And so it's just one of those things that in my head, I think I had kind of partitioned off like the Arabian Peninsula and then Africa as two separate things. And I really didn't think about how much they obviously would have crossed over and commingled. And in fact, you know, in many cases, because of these occupations, families formed that were inclusive of people from both of those cultures and then, you know, went on to shift the makeup of the peoples that lived there. Yeah, I was completely ignorant to all that. So,
yeah.
This is a the more you know moment in my life.
What led you to picking this particular episode?
I really, really like looking a little bit more deeply at things that are often reported in those. I talk about it in the episode. Like, this appears on a list of, like, nutty moments in history.
Oh, right.
And it's like, that was people's lives. And I bet they didn't think it was nutty or hysterical.
Right.
You know what I mean? There was a lot going on there that we tend to, when we do things like that, like make lists like that, to gloss over, and it gets easy to forget how important these moments are to actual humans, you know, in the contemporary setting.
Yeah, yeah. I look at those lists sometimes when I'm having, when I'm like struggling to pick an idea. Sometimes I'll go find some like kooky incidents in history list and see if there's something there that resonates. Because, like, sometimes those lists do have interesting topics I might not have stumbled across myself, but at the same time, they are very glossed over.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, right, is that there are often very interesting events that get included on those lists, but they're not really treated with a lot of depth, which is kind of just the nature of the beast. I'm not trying to dog any site that does those, or it's just you can't really convey the nuance. And like in the case of this, you see that it was a couple hundred years of like lead up and this battle over slave trade and cultures trying to manipulate one another in different ways that lead to that moment that seems sort of silly if you only look at it outside of context.
Yeah.
When you realize, like, there were, you know, familial issues among the Omani rulers and the Sultan's lineage, which was not necessarily inherited the way we would think of in the case of, like, a European royal house. And so that's why there were these contests for power at times in that side, as well as, you know, the British trying to manipulate who was going into power.
Yeah.
It's just a much more detailed and, I don't want to say nuanced again, but there are a lot of moving parts there that don't really get accommodated in a listicle.
Yeah. Well, and there's also the aspect that you brought up that I had not really thought about, the British efforts to end the slave trade being rooted in an attempt to destabilize everything. Like, on its surface, that seems like a noble thing to be like, we want to end your involvement in the slave trade. But having as an underlying motivator of that being like,
because your culture will fall apart financially.
Yeah, we can get a better foothold here if we force you to do this.
Yeah, it would have been way more noble if they were like, hey, we really need to abolish the slave trade. We understand your economy is largely based around it. Here's how we could shift. They don't ever introduce any of that. It's just, no, no. And now also you will have to pay taxes as a protectorate.
Yeah.
It starts to pretty quickly look like, oh, this may have been noble for some of the people involved that were pushing for this abolition, but ultimately it was also a power grab.
Yeah, that it's like the opposite of what we talked about with Paul Cuffey attempting to establish like other industries in places that had just been destroyed by the slave trade to try to transfer people to a different economic source.
Yeah, there was none of that going on. The other thing that's sort of heartbreaking when I look at this, because you and I both, when we're looking at a conflict like that or at some sort of power struggle where multiple countries or states are kind of all jockeying to have power over one particular place, we try to look at all of the people's involved perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
But the trick with this one is that there are certainly a lot of history on this written from the British perspective, and we have those treaties that Britain and Germany and France participated in, as well as Oman. And we the journals of, for example, like Basil Cave are often referenced to describe what went on. And then there are Arabic scholars who will talk about the history from that perspective. But what really, really, really gets lost is the perspective of the peoples that were descendant of the Bantu peoples that went to Zanzibar and settled it permanently.
Yeah.
We don't really have a whole lot of information on what they thought of, essentially being set aside as like a figureheady, unimportant, you know, fairly powerless. Oh, yes, yes, you still have your kings and queens, but they can't actually do anything. They were still respected culturally, but they didn't really have much power. And so we lose that whole part of this piece of history because they kind of just got bulldozed.
Yeah.
Sorry to be a bummer.
The other episode we did this week, less of a bummer, I think, because it was the All-American Girls Professional Baseball Team, which means we can talk about a league of their own.
Yes.
So we referenced Brittany De La Creta's article on the hidden queer history of A League of Their Own, which is very worthwhile reading. She did a lot of research, a lot of it with player obituaries, because a lot of the players are no longer living. A lot of the players who are still living, a lot of them didn't want to talk to her on record because, like, a lot of folks that are, like, grew up in the 40s and 50s are not really out today or not as visibly out as a lot of people are today. So, like, there were not a lot of people that wanted to talk to her on record. People did speak fondly about the movie, including, like, women who are out as lesbians today who, like, think of A League of Their Own very fondly as a film. And one of the points that was made was, like, the League existed in the time that it existed in. A League of Their Own existed, like, that was made in 1992 as a feature film. So that existed in the time that it was. And so it makes sense that there's not, like, a lesbian presence in the movie. And as I was reading the article, I was like, wasn't there, though? Because I always interpreted little sister Kit as, like, the lesbian kid sister. And so I went and rewatched A League of Their Own while I was, like, working my way all through this. And I realized I just mentally edited out the entire before and after framework of the story, which is, like, involves her being married to a man and having a lot of children and grandchildren. And I think the problem was that I saw, even though it came out before, I saw A League of Their Own after having seen Tank Girl. So I think my perception was all colored by my crush on Lori Petty.
I mean, she's just darling. I get it. 100%. Oh, I love her in that movie. League of Their Own is very popular at our house. I haven't watched it in a while, but Brian does quote it a lot. The one thing I also love that's an offshoot of it is seeing people at pop culture conventions like Dragon Con or Comic Cons in Rockford Peaches uniforms, which is
nice.
The cutest stuff you could ever see on the planet. It's adorable. Yeah.
There's also a reboot of that coming to one of the streaming services. I don't remember which. I also wanted to take a minute to talk about, we mentioned in the show that today it is still a stereotype about women in sports being lesbians. And of course, that is a stereotype, but also there are lesbians. And in my lifetime, we have gone from Billie Jean King being outed against her will in 1981 and it being an enormous scandal and her losing contracts. And like she was later into her career at that point, but still it was like damaging to her career hugely. In my lifetime, we have gone from that to Megan Rapinoe doing a cameo on the L Word Generation Q.
Yeah.
That is such a colossal evolution of women in sports, women athletes, the perceptions of women in athletes, and specifically the perception of like lesbians as athletes, which I find really moving and profound.
It is. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like we still have so far to go in so many ways. But when you point that out, it's very moving. It's like, oh, we're making progress. I know it's not as much progress as we need, but it's good. I feel compelled to also mention that I cried in the weirdest point imaginable in this episode and had to stop. This is embarrassing, but I don't think it would surprise really anybody that knows me, which is that I had a very hard time talking about A League of Their Own because I had to mention Penny Marshall, who I love. And so it makes me weep to think about her not being with us. I'm doing it now. And then I think about Carrie Fisher because they were best friends. And then I'm just a mess.
Having just rewatched that movie literally a week ago, my personal opinion is I feel like it really holds up. I very much enjoyed watching it. At that point, it was on Showtime, but when I tried to find it again on the Showtime app, my Roku was asking me if I wanted to rent it, and I was like, but it was just on Showtime, so it may or may not be on Showtime right now. Anyway, that is mostly behind the scenes about A League of Their Own. Anyway, I had a good time researching that episode. I'm glad that after just a lot of trying to figure out what I was going to talk about on the show next, that I eventually arrived at that one because it was a lot of fun to research.
Yeah. It kind of gave us a weird 1-2 punch of the week.
A little bit, yeah.
Here's a lot of discussion of conflict over slavery. Here is actually some pretty fun baseball talk with some sexism involved.
Mm-hmm. Sexism and segregation and homophobia, but still, fun sports story.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll we'll see you again in a couple days. I mean, I guess tomorrow we'll be here for Saturday Classic. And then Monday we'll have another episode. Anyway, if you'd like to send us an email, we're at historypodcast@iheartradio.com. And we like you. Subscribe to our show. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.